Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin. Hello, and welcome, everyone, to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I am Rainey Hale. So this is, of course, Thursday. And I'm super happy to be here with you all today, not only for all of you, but also for my amazing co-hosts. I love spending my Thursday morning with them, so I'm happy that they're all here today. Before we say hello to them, I'd like to remind everyone to please press 1 on your phone if you've got any questions or comments, testimonials. We'd love to hear from you. Again, just a quick reminder, for this show, we do have to keep it to horse stories, questions, things like that, and using the horse unit for that. And we really need to keep it more behavioral and training stories at this for this venue. So, all right, after getting all that out of the way, we can say hi to my co-host. We've got Nate with us this morning. Hi, Nate.
Good morning. How are you, Rainey?
I'm great.
Well, good to be on the show.
Good to have you. And Tiff's here too.
Good morning. Yes, well, out here in Colorado, it's great to be on Blog Talk today and look forward to questions and sharing more.
So great to have you, Tiff. And Linda. Hi, Linda.
Hi, good morning. I'm happy to be here with you all. I love that Thursday morning for you all.
Thank you so much for getting up so early to be with us today. We really appreciate it. All right. And so far, it doesn't look like we've got anyone just dying to chat with us. So I was going to start by just not talking about horse stuff and just how excited I am just in general about the GO unit coming pretty soon. You know, we got the clearance from the FDA and we'll be able to sell that here pretty soon as all that paperwork gets done. And so we can start to kind of get everything moving here. Because I know I have a lot of people. In fact, I was doing a working with some horse people last week who wanted to buy a horse unit, but they're going to probably end up buying a horse unit, but they also want to buy a pro. So it's even though we're selling these horse units and we still can, and we're talking about this on the show, the you know, the riders, the owners, the trainers, the farriers, all those people want Beamer for themselves too. So it's good to have that option back again. So I'm happy to have it. any updates or anything from any of you guys that you want to share before we start taking some calls?
Well, I'd like to share something.
Please.
That is, just that we would really appreciate the ingenious way Beamer Company handles this product. You know, I've had a few other products I just loved over the years that I would like to have shared, but it's a big hassle. You have to keep it in stock. You have to take care of your people. You have to ship it out. This, and I started thinking about the wonder of the way this is set up for us. And it's just ingenious. And I am so grateful. The fact that, you know, they make our own website. They handle all the money. They take care of the shipping. I mean, this is phenomenal. And I've never had anyone talk about it, and I never thought about it. I did think about it, but not to the degree that I am appreciating it now.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. And we've got the, you know, business genius of Peter Gleim to thank for that. And he did it perfectly. Yep.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people, if they've never sold anything that they were passionate about before, never, they wouldn't realize how blessed we are that we don't have to buy a bunch of them and stock them and send and ship them out and all that. It's amazing. Amazing.
Yes, Peter Gleim is an amazing man, and I'm happy to be in business with him.
Yep.
And thanks, Linda, for bringing that up, because that is something we should, because there is many, many aspects of this company that are amazing. And, you know, the product, of course, is the biggest one. But but there are other things that are the reason why all of us love this company and stay here. And one of them is that, you know, that business plan. The other is the people. And for me, that's one of the biggest ones for me is all the people, like all of you guys that I get to meet and share this with. And so there are so many aspects of this company that I love and appreciate. So it's good to bring that to light again. So thanks, Linda.
Yep.
All right, and it looks like we do have a couple people that want to chat with us. So let's start with there. We've got area code 315. Area code 315. You're live on Blog Talk. Hello, area code 315. Nope, I just hear some background. We'll try them again. I think they were trying to get on last week, and I didn't get to them too. So I'll try to get back there. We've got area code 778. Maybe if I can open it.
Hello.
Hi,
my name's Ashley Ederer. I'm a distributor from Vancouver, BC. And I was just
so we're all jealous of you.
Oh, why would you be jealous of me?
Because you guys get the full pro and I've never lost it.
That's true. Why aren't they having the full pro in the US, may I ask?
It has to do with the FDA clearance, class 2 clearance. Yeah, because they've only cleared some of the local applicators, and they haven't cleared the whole full body. We're working on it, and then I'm sure it will come.
Okay, well,
I'm convinced it will.
Good luck to you guys with that.
Yeah.
Now I am a horse trainer for Standardbred Racehorses. So I signed on a new distributor, and we were wanting to get some answers on how a Beamer helps with AFib, the irregular heartbeat. Do you guys have any input on that?
So Nate, I'm sure you're going to chime in here in a second, but what I'm going to say is on this show, we can't talk about medical stuff, but what I'm going to do is direct you to the user hotline, and they have a medical board the veterinary medical board that can be the best thing where I would suggest
that would
to send
be
you.
Awesome.
Because they have, So they have veterinarians like Dr. Marlies Vonk, who's on there, that will be able to talk to you more about those specific things.
Can I call them anytime? Or
yeah, Nate, do you know about all their how their hours and all that works?
Well, you need to actually send in an email request to usage-support@beamer.services and briefly put in an explanation of what you're trying to find out, and especially your IBD number, and then also a number that they can reach you back and possibly call you or respond due to the email. So if it is something that needs to be talked out, then I'm sure that Marlies will get a hold of you. But you have to actually put it in an email form, because we have to track some of those different requests.
Okay, perfect. And can I get the email again for that?
Yeah, it's usage.
Support@beamer.services. Okay. Perfect.
And
thank you very much for that.
You bet. And they'll give you a prompt for any equine questions.
Okay. Now, I do have another question. I have a I don't know if this would actually have to be underneath the service support question as well. I have a mare that I just recently bred, and she had a high-risk pregnancy with twins. We had to pinch one of the eggs off, and since she's at a high-risk pregnancy, I didn't know if I should be putting the Beamer on her or not, if I should still be
that is
putting
enough,
it on her.
Yep. That is another great question for that user hotline and Dr. Marlies. Yep. Yep.
Okay.
She should be able to help you with all of those. Yep.
Okay, great. Yeah. Okay, and then I guess just like, does I don't know if this is another question for it either, but I We have EPM, it's a parasite that affects the horse's nervous system.
I'm just going to stop you right there. Anything medical, it has to be going through that hotline. On this show, all we can talk about is really kind of behavioral and training type things in this public forum. So, yeah, any kind of medical stuff, that user hotline is going to be your best resource for that.
Okay.
Yep. Thank you. Sorry. All right. Thanks so much, Ashley, and good luck. I'm sure that Dr. Merlis will get your answers for you to your satisfaction. So thanks so much for calling. I think she hung up. Yep. I'm not sure why.
She did.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd like to know how she's seeing it, you know, in terms of performance and behavior and so forth.
That would have been great. I'm not sure why she hung up. Because we would love to see how for behavioral and for training for those resources. That would be, you know, those are really great. It would be great to hear how they're using it and what their benefits they're getting from that. And real quick before we go on, because I know there's a couple more people, but Nick gave that email, but I wanted just to tell people how they could find this kind of information. So if you go into your back office and you go into your distributor library, at the very top there is I'm trying to think of what it's exactly called. I think it's the very top line, and it talks about support numbers. And then in that, it's going to give you a menu of, you know, if it's a warranty issue, or if it's a shipping issue, or if it's a usage issue, or if it's for just customers or anything like that. You have all those choices, and it will give you all the emails and the phone numbers that you need to be able to find the contact for any kind of help you might need. So that's right there at the very first option of your distributor library, and I believe it says support contacts or something like that. So just want to make sure everyone knows where to find all of that information just in case they do have more questions or they didn't get to write that down. All right. I'm going to try this 315 number again. Area code 315, you're live on Blog Talk. Area code 315. Well, that's too bad because I have a note that they were trying to get in last week too. That's too bad. All right, and next I think, it looks like we have Jane.
Good. Yeah,
hi, Jane. How are you guys? You're so adorable. Well, if I don't call in, you know, I'm always listening. I hope that you're not going to find this annoying. I have a question. For instance, under compliance, unless something's changed, but my last reading of this, it hadn't. There are ways to discuss issues, certain things like sugar issues. We use the word discomfort instead of other words. What can we not do that with the equine? Can we not, for instance, say a horse has is starting to trip? And
yes,
down.
So in
you
general,
going,
yes,
don't.
You can. Yes, absolutely. And in general, and that's a good question. And so I can explain what the difference is here, and then maybe Nate too can help if I'm not doing a good enough job. Yes, you absolutely can talk about any of those things when you're talking about, you know, individual with somebody, and you're talking about your own horse, and you're talking about or horses that you've worked with, things like that. But because this is a open public forum in a you know, that's open to anybody and that is a big group public presentation, that's when we have to restrict it and we really can't talk about anything medical, whether we're talking about symptoms, even if we're staying away from disease states and things like that. We still just, because of this public forum, is the reason why we have to really restrict it to no medical talk at all. Talking with individuals and when you're doing, you know, demos and things like that, that's where you just would be using the correct verbiage and being sure you're not talking about disease states, but you can still talk about like symptoms and things like that. So does that clear that up a little bit for you? And or Nate, do you want to add any more to that?
No, I think you did fine. The only thing is I just try to get in the habit of not using any disease states, and you definitely don't talk about any kind of medications because we're not practitioners. And so we need to stay away with that. And also, I mean, that's just to protect the brand. So You don't want to do anything that's going to jeopardize any of that. So, but you did a great job.
Okay, Jane, did that make sense?
Yes, it did. I guess I didn't realize that Blog Talk, this program, was open to people that aren't representing or distributing, Beamer. So
yeah,
anybody can call in, right?
That's right. The reason that they do that, too, is that we save all of these. So if you have a particularly call that resonates with something that you're doing or somebody that you're working with that has questions about whatever we talked about, you can actually share that episode with them, whether they're an IBD or not. Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you for straightening me out, guys. As usual.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for the question, Jane, because that is a good distinction to make. And, you know, while we do Blog Talk, it is designed, you know, for IBDs, for us to be able to talk with each other, it is still open. So, yep.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you, Jane. Always good to hear from you. All right.
That's so
and that
nice.
Looks like all the people that wanted to chat with us today. Linda, I don't know if you have we kind of cut you off a little bit. I think last week you were going to give us a story, or maybe I'm forgetting, or maybe I'm remembering incorrectly.
Well, I don't know. The thing that I can't remember if I talked about it or not, but I am just so really continue to be thrilled by this one dressage stable where my friends I've been working with them for years, and they have three beamers, and every horse is beamed every day, and they're just, the thing that's so beautiful, when horses get worked hard in dressage, for instance, and they work their muscles so hard, they build up over a period of time a degree of this over years, the stride shortens, the horses begin to get more resistance. I mean, this has been talked about for years at higher levels in dressage. And with Beamer, that doesn't happen. And so you have this, what I'm seeing in horses that are beamed all the time is that they keep their level of enthusiasm for and their ability. You know, you can have horse massage every day, which really does. I mean, come on, who's going to do that every day, right? But all you do is put that beamer on, you know, probably 10 minutes is enough every day. And it's like a miracle in terms of that ability of the body to function at its highest level. It's really a miracle when you see it over a period of time with these horses. You don't get that, what happens when the horse has worked hard and has to put this high performance out. You just don't get it. It's wild. And, you know, I wonder, and I was just thinking, I have a friend who was a big ballet person, and what she had to put her body through, which they all do, the level of pain that they go through. And to have that, people have athletes that's like at that, where it's known that you have to abuse your body. I mean, that's what I hear from friends who do it. And it's not necessary with FEMA. It's different.
Yeah.
And I never hear anyone talk about that, but it's been so clear to me because I've watched these horses over the last few years of having the Beamer and see the difference. Big difference.
Well, yeah, I mean, on a very base level, we talk about this with pro athletes, and I believe, you know, these horses that are showing and competing are definitely, you know, pro athletes. If you can train harder, you can, if you can recover faster and better, you can train harder. And that takes away that kind of, you know, destroying your body to do it if you can recover so fast. Absolutely. And, you know, that kind of just overall kind of well-being that you were saying, where the horses just don't get that, they kind of keep their enthusiasm. I mean, that's kind of what I get from people that get off, whether or not whatever the reason they were on the Beamer, you know, feels any different when they get off. Almost every single person, when I have a person that can actually, you know, verbally tell me when they get off, when they get off a Beamer, just feels pretty good, you know, and that's that kind of general well-being that I get, that I think we get that with our animals as well. Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. And because you don't get the resistance that is created because of the body not able to give all it can give. And that's what
yeah.
humor does. I can't get over it. I don't get tired of thinking about it, I'll tell you.
All right. It does look like we have one more person here, and then there is something I want to make sure to talk about tonight too, but or for today. But we do have, it looks like it's a different area code, but it's area code 315, but it's a different number. Area code 315, you're live on Blog Talk.
Ah, what a great day. Hi, this is Garth from Rochester. How are you?
Hi, Garth. Great. How are you?
Couldn't be any better. I got a couple quick questions. First,
sure.
Do you know if the Horset bag is available for purchase yet in the U.S.? Have you heard anything about that? I know that it's not been available in the past few weeks.
I don't know. Nate, have you heard when we're going to be able to buy that by itself?
I have not. That's a great question. Sorry, I can't give you an answer to that, but we can definitely check and try to get that information for next week.
Awesome. That would be great. I want to, Nate, take the time to thank you for doing such a great job at explaining our social media policy.
Thank you. Yeah.
Matt, and, you know, that was incredible for us. I just want to take the time and thank you. But along with yesterday or last Thursday's call, I have another question regarding what about live videos of the of a session for a horse? Has that ever been discussed? And does that have any different limitations or things that we should be aware about? And I wanted to get some feedback on the great Blog Talk Thursday that we have today.
Well, as far as any videos or even pictures for that fact, I mean, the before and after, the implications that are still there that you are actually using a product in a different way that, you know, you just don't want to put it out there. I mean, I have videos and pictures of some amazing horses and animals and what has happened, but you just really can't use that in an open format.
Sure. So even if we lunge a horse before we use the beamer and then after, that would not be A-OK.
Well, are you visually going to see a big difference? And then how are you going to, I mean, you're better off just showing a picture of your horse lunging and just to say that my horse is seeing such an improvement and is so more flexible, or, you know, put an adjective to it, more spring in the step, you know, something like that without going any type of disease state.
Of course not, right. Sure. Well, let me just start off with your initial question. I'm seeing dramatic improvements, and it's made a huge difference in my business for horses that might be, you know, not as flexible and, you know, not feeling as hot to trot as they once were. So that was the reason. I mean, I've seen such incredible differences that, I mean, like, I've got to call in and get some clarification. But more importantly, it does take a much longer time to lunge a horse before the session than after. And when I can do, I like to do it. But I just want to get some great feedback. We're blessed to have this incredible device and the leaders that we have on the phone with us on Thursday Blog Talk. I only wish that we could extend this for another half hour or so every now and then. I'd love to hear about how we get that done and have Linda have her own 20 minutes, you know, on there too, because this is just too valuable for the tool to utilize. So, no, that was a good explanation, and I appreciate that, Nate. We're doing some great things with – please, go ahead.
I was just going to say, how big would it be just because people that know you and know your horses, you know, just to have a post with the picture with the beamer on there and saying, ever since I've been using beamer, this horse is a new horse. You know,
absolutely.
So people are realizing, wow, this must be an amazing product. And so just with that positive feedback, people are going to start waking up, and they are. I've seen it in the past 3 years at Quarter Horse Congress. You know, when we first were there, we were the new kid with the expensive product that nobody knew anything about, and we were like the redheaded stepchild. And so now all of a sudden, we're starting to see people wake up because they're hearing the positive things that are mentioned out there, and they're being more open-minded to actually having sessions. And so, yeah, we just keep it positive, and the word will get out.
But me,
yes,
I hate to be devil's advocate, but I have a question here. What is, I mean, the horse people I know aren't going to be happy with if I've got a new, I've got my horses like new. What makes it like new? The fact is that if you can shorten your warm-up time and lunging time so that the horse is willing, focused, listening, and relaxed in the way of being able to use themselves more, that's huge. That's not medical, but that's big news, and that's a big time saver. So I don't understand why that could not be said. So how is the horse new?
Well, that could be said. Absolutely. I didn't say that couldn't be said. I mean, I've got people that literally compete at high levels professionally that used to warm up for 45 minutes that are warming up in 10 minutes and then putting in on that lunge line for another 10 minutes and they're ready to go. I mean, those
exactly.
are positive. I mean, that's not going into any kind of medical terminology.
No, but it's very specific and really valuable. So, I mean, being able to point those things out, it just seems to me that, wow, that's really of value.
But thanks for your input, Garth. I appreciate it. And I will check
on
that.
I appreciate it. I got one quick question. So our brochures that we have now, it's only, you open it up and then there's the back of it. Are we going to get an extended brochure like we have with the Pro Unit or what we had with that?
Yes.
Is that going to be something? Okay, great.
Yep. It's going to be rolling out.
And will Linda Townsend Jones' name be on the back of it for our ambassadors? Is that going to be something that I can tell our people about? As I can only imagine what the excitement is for my group listening to this right now, if that's the case.
Linda, do you want to answer that, or
I'll tell you what the problem is, which I didn't realize when I got into this. I'm so enthusiastic about the product that I sold the product, and I didn't realize that as an ambassador, you're not supposed to sell the product. So that, I think, is a problem with me being on there. So because I do, and I thought about the fact of not selling it, which, would be another possibility, but by then it was kind of a little late because they had a lot of people under me. So, I don't know what I can do. I'd be very happy if you've got people who are interested, to do a little Zoom session just saying that this to me is one of the most important things I've ever seen for horses. And I would love to do that for you. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
However, I got one last question.
Sure. Sorry to cut you off, Linda. Okay, so what about the Pro Unit gets an update in that signal? And the Horse Unit, what if that signal is ever updated? Has that ever been discussed? I don't think I've ever heard our panel discuss that, and I've had that question burning for a little bit, and I wanted to get that off my chest.
I guess I'm not sure what your question was.
So, when the Beamer signal gets an update for the Pro Unit, they send you the update that you put into slide. Does that possibility ever been brought up in discussion? I'm just curious.
Yeah, I don't know. And honestly, I've been with Beamer for almost 6 years now, and there's never been an update. So it's not obviously a very common thing, but I don't know. Nate, I don't know if that's ever been something that they've talked about, if there's ever a signal update, if there's a way to update the horse units.
Well, not that
I don't imagine there would be, but yeah.
Yeah, not that I'm aware of at this point in time, knowing that the Pro Unit has had 3 upgrades in its entire history. But with the horse unit, I am not sure. But I do know that when they brought it out, it was brought out with hundreds, if not thousands, of hours search of how it actually affects horses differently than people. So I know whatever they do, it's going to be the best thing possible. So I
know
don't know of any ongoing research time.
Okay, that's fantastic news. And I just thought of another question, but, you know, we can go on all day. But this is a good one. So we go all the way down to the life.beamergroup, you know, .com/equine, and then we go to the references for those two studies that are done. I can't click on them to find them and to look at them myself. Are those available to people that are looking into that, for those, you know, the people that want that information?
Nate may be able to answer this better than me, but I think what you're talking about is some of the European studies. I don't have that site open right now, so I can't look exactly what you're looking at. And those European studies, we've been able to reference things from them, but they're not fully published yet. So that may be the problem, and we don't have any control of that because we weren't the ones that actually did the studies. So we're waiting on them to be, you know, fully published. And while, like I said, while we can use them for references and things like that, we don't actually have access to the complete study. Am I correct in that, Nate? Sorry, Nate, you're cutting out. We don't have any.
We might have lost them, so.
Yeah, I think he's having some phone issues. But Garth, I think that's what I've heard in the past, is that while we have access to some of the information from the studies and we've been able to use those for reference and make some, you know, comments on those, the full studies themselves haven't been published, so we're not able to actually, like, they're not available to be downloaded or anything yet. But I know that's in the process, and it's coming, and in addition to the studies that we're doing here in the U.S. too.
Okay, terrific. Thank you for that. I really appreciate that. Beamer's number one for so many reasons, and I'm blessed to have the opportunity to listen to Blog Talk 5 days a week and whenever I want. And I hope the people that are listening today know that this is number one for a reason, and it's never going to be number two. Second to none, and never will be. Thank you for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Garth. We appreciate you coming on. A lot of great questions, and a lot of great questions that other people would have too. So, you know, that's what's so great about this show, is when you're able to come on and ask questions, you're very likely not the only one who has questions like that. And I know social media especially is one where there's a lot of questions of what we can and can't do. And I'm terrible at that, so I'm glad Nate stepped in, because I don't do a lot of social media. So I'm not as up to date on what we should and shouldn't do. But you know, by all means, I've got videos. I've got some incredible videos, and I can use those, you know, one-on-one and just kind of for myself. But when we're talking about posting on social media, that's where we need to use just like a photo and a few sentences about, you know, suppleness and, you know, all the things that are already posted by Beamer, suppleness and reducing warm-up time and reducing, you know, helping with recovery, or, you know, this, the way this horse traveled in the trailer, because it's usually, you know, a fight, and this horse, you know, everything was good. So, you know, just you can definitely talk about those specific things, but, you know, keep them short and just kind of as an explanation of, like, this is what I did so great with this horse. So I hope that helped clarify some things. You know, there's always going to be questions about social media. So I'm glad Nate was here to answer those, because I'm, again, not the best, because I don't do a lot on social media. All right. It looks like that's all we've got, and we're actually at the end of our half an hour, so I want to try to take it around the top here and say any last words from anybody. Tiff, you've been kind of quiet today.
Yeah. I've just been listening, so thank you so much, all of you. I have lots of things going on, so stay tuned to next week, Thursday. We'll have some more stories if you ever want to hear, and just look forward to having you all back next week.
Great. Are you doing some? Are you going places this next weekend?
Yeah, I have several units rented out, and then I have a gal that's at a Ruby Buckle in Tulsa, Oklahoma right now at the Lazy E Arena, and we have some more events coming up in Wyoming again. So, yeah, lots going on, but it's good. Beamer's
great
out there.
Great.
So, thanks, Rainey.
I can't wait to hear some of your stories next week from your events. That'd be great. And Nate, are you coming through?
Well,
sort of. You're kind of cutting out.
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry.
There you go. We got you.
Can you hear? Well, I just want to say, first of all.
Oh, yeah.
No?
You're back. Just go ahead and
okay.
Talk. I'll stop you.
First of all, I just want to say how much I love our Beamer family. You know, I had the opportunity to run over to Iowa and beam some horses the other day, but I had a new person that I was working with in Minnesota and was actually able to get Lita Mox to do a session for me. And that's one thing I just wanted to mention. You know, invest into your future. And so I wasn't able to be up there, couldn't be in two places at two times. And I reached out to Lita, and she was more than happy to do a session for me, which I paid her for. And so, a matter of fact, in the last few days, I've had three other people that had called. They were actually non-horse people, but they had somebody that wanted to actually have a session done on their horses. And so I was able to connect them with some people that had a background in horses, and so the demos went very well. But make sure the one thing is just invest into your future. It'll come around. You know, you might not get that sale right then and there, but any other company, any other business, people are always going to put money into it. It takes money to make money. And so make sure if you have somebody do a session for you, compensate them. And I just love a family in this business that they all work together. And it's been a lot of fun, and we're seeing a lot of things happen. Just to make a note, we do have the horse presentation tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern time. You can go to www.beamermeetings.com and plug into that. And I think that's about all I have.
Perfect, Nate. Thanks so much for bringing that up. I definitely was. It was on my notes here, but I kept to bring it up. I wanted to talk about that, and I'm excited about it. So everyone should tune into that. Another great resource for us.
Yeah,
Nate.
We would really welcome your feedback, because this is just IBDs tonight, no guest, and we're rolling out some new platforms and information there. So we would appreciate your feedback on how it goes.
Absolutely. I'm excited. More and more new resources. And I thank you guys so much for all of your hard work on getting all of this stuff ready for us. More and more tools for us to use to help share this Beamer with more people. So thanks, Nate.
It's definitely a team effort.
Nate, can you let us know how we get on that? Give us the details for tonight.
Yeah, it's actually, if you have your Motivational Monday from George and Chris, or you just log on to www.beamermeetings.com, and it'll be at 9 o'clock Eastern time, so you can work out your own time zone.
Yeah, I kind of saw that, and then I missed it a little, and I really appreciate you. I didn't mean to sound like I'm arguing with you. I'm just like, wait a minute. How can we let the world know in a compliant way how great this product is? And I really appreciate your incredible involvement and enthusiasm. And I'd love to hear some specific stories from Tish next time, because I'm just sitting here. I'm still locked in. We're not going out. So I got my hands on one little horse for 4 hours. That was, I don't know if I told you last week, a newborn mini. Did I tell you 20 pounds in weight?
Yes.
that's it. So I love to hear your hear the stories. I'm missing that, y'all. So thank you. I love being a part of this, and it's a great family. Yes.
Thank you so much, Linda. We love having you. And if you've got any pictures of that little under 20-pound mini, I would love to see those.
Oh,
please send them to me. And Tiff, yes, we do look forward to hearing some of the stories you've got, because you are out there and active and more than some of us are. So we're going to live through you a little bit. So we look forward to hearing about those next week. Thanks, everyone, so much for calling in, for listening, for your questions and comments. We really appreciate it. It's what this show is all about. And, like I said, if you've got questions, likely somebody else has those same questions. So thanks for calling in and asking those and, helping us all. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for Gratitude Friday. And hopefully soon it'll be back to Recognition Friday, now that we can actually, sell some more units. And otherwise, we will talk to you all next Thursday morning. Or I guess for me, it's Thursday morning. Thanks, everyone, so much, and have a great week. Bye, everyone.
Show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.